WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our rock critic Ken Tucker has often pointed out the influence of Joni Mitchell on many other singer-songwriters, her open tunings, harmonies, wordplay, and poetry. Now Mitchell is back with her own new album. Ken says it's her most accessible in more than a decade.
Once in a while, in a big blue moon, there comes a night like this, like some surrealist invented this 4th of July. And I'm at home. Hula girls and caterpillar tractors in the sand. Ukulele men, the fireworks this 4th of July. And I'm at home.
The new Joni Mitchell album is entitled Night Ride Home, but she may as well have called it Okay, I Give Up. After so many years spent denying her talent as a pop writer and persistently experimenting with open-ended jazz structures, Mitchell has relented somewhat. She knows darn well that we, her longtime fans, have been waiting for her to return to the edgy, revelatory pop-folk style that produced great albums like Blue, For the Roses, and Court and Spark in the early 70s. At the same time, we're too mannerly to actually come out and tell an artist of Mitchell's hothouse sensibility that she really ought to be working in a style that's now 20 years old. So we've been patient, and we've waited, and now the wait has paid off.
Cherokee Louise is hiding in this tunnel in the Broadway Bridge. We're crawling on our knees. We got flashlights and batteries. We got cold cuts from the fridge. Last year, about this time, we used to climb up in the branches just to sway there in some breeze.
Even when Mitchell sets up a cool jazz riff on that song, Cherokee Louise, complete with soprano saxophone tooting from Wayne Shorter, she gives herself a sweet, precise melody to sing within it. For the past two decades, Mitchell has been interested primarily in lengthening and fragmenting her tunes, forcing them to submit to the whims of improvisation. On Night Ride Home, she's interested in tightening up her music, in pinning down choruses and verbal images. The result is a crisp, disciplined album that nonetheless conveys warmth and intimacy. On no song is this more beguiling than on Come In From the Cold.
Back in 1957, we had to dance a foot apart. And they hawked us from the sidelines, holding their rulers without a heart. And so with just a touch of our fingers, all we could make our circuit re-explode. All we ever wanted was just to come in from the cold.
Come In From the Cold is, at 7.5 minutes, the longest song on Night Ride Home. It's also the album's best. For all the music's confident surge, it's a song about doubt. On the most superficial level, it's Mitchell's admission that she's come in from the cold, from the chilly reception that albums like Don Juan's Reckless Daughter and Mingus received, from being frozen out as a commercial pop artist. But on another, deeper level, it's a song about despair, of giving in to feelings of helplessness. Near the end of the song, she even comes close to repudiating her most experimental work.
When I thought life had some meaning, when I thought I had some choice, I was running blind, and I made some valued judgments in a self-important voice. I was, but then absurdity. Oh,
Night Ride Home isn't a great album. There are a few stiff melodies, and there's an attempt to set William Butler Yeats to music that's just awkward and pretentious. But like its immediate predecessors, Chalk Mark in a Rainstorm and especially Dog Eat Dog, Night Ride Home describes a Joni Mitchell who's moving back into the mainstream of popular music, where she belongs.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.